Welcome to L'Espluga FM Radio.
Avui la nostra història va d'una noia petita que es diu Adorable Alice. Però Alice és una noia que és molt, però molt tiquismiquis. Vol tot que sigui perfecta. Adorable Alice. Was a very picky girl. She had to have the best of everything. She had to have the best shoes, the best earrings, the best pens, and the best pencil case for school. When she went shopping, she had to try every single jumper in the shop before she found the very best jumper which fitted her perfectly. The sleeves were not too long and not too short. The wool was soft. When she went to get juice with her mum at the juice bar, she had to try apple juice, mango juice, orange juice, peach juice. Well, really, she tried every juice in the shop before she found perfection. When her mum took her to buy a new cuddly toy, Alice had to touch each one to find the softest, fluffiest, cutest cuddly toy in the shop. It had to have the right smile and the right eyes. The eyes had to be bright and shining. The cuddly toy also had to be the perfect size to cuddle with, not too big and not too small. When her parents wanted to repaint her bedroom, she asked her dad to paint it every colour in the rainbow, one after the other. And because Adorable Alice was so adorable, her father didn't mind. First, he painted it yellow. Alice said it was too bright. Next, he painted it green. Alice said it was the wrong shade of green. After that, her dad tried pink. But Alice said, it was too pale. Then he tried blue, but Alice said she didn't like it. The next coat of paint was purple, and Alice liked it more than the blue, but was still not convinced. Finally, her dad tried orange. Alice thought it was awful. Adorable Alice's dad went to have a cup of tea. He sat in the kitchen and thought about what to do with Alice's room. He called to Alice's mum and said he was going back to the paint shop. When he returned, he told Alice she had to stay downstairs while he finished the painting. He went upstairs with a big box full of paint. A few hours later, he came down to tell Alice she was going to sleep on the sofa and she could see her new room the following day. The next day, her dad came to wake her up and took her to see her newly decorated room. Alice's eyes opened wide. Her room was painted in all the colours of the rainbow, and her mum had hung new white curtains. Adorable Alice hugged her dad tightly. Alice loved her rainbow-coloured room. It had every colour Alice liked. And Adorable Alice thought it was perfect.